KQED.
A couple weeks ago in San Jose, Michelle Sanchez's daughter, Jocelyn, walked up on stage and got her high school diploma.
Jocelyn Serna.
She's the first graduation of the high school and the family, all family. Yeah, so I'm happy. Very, very happy.
I congratulate you, the graduates of 2014.
That's Bob Hennessy, a former Catholic priest and the founder of the San Jose Conservation Corps. There's only one song that would really feel right here. So you're probably asking yourself, what does this have to do with recycling? And there's a simple three-letter answer to that, CRV. CRV stands for the California Refund Value. CRV is why you pay an extra 5 cents every time you buy a Snapple or a can of Coke. And the way it works is this. You can have that nickel back if you take the can to a recycling center, or you can let someone else do it for you, say a recycling company. But if no one collects that nickel, it goes into a giant pot of nickels overseen by the state. Last year, this pot amounted to $185 million. That money funds recycling outreach, community grants, and local conservation corps, including the one in San Jose.
The bottle bill was what started the local corps.
Again, the school's founder, Bob Hennessy.
14 of us depend on the bottle bill as a base funding.
But the fund is running out of money. Recycling rates are high right now. In this economy, more people want their nickels back. So there are some changes in the works. Governor Jerry Brown is proposing to stop funding the local conservation corps out of the bottle fund. Hennessy fears this would take a $15 million bite out of their budgets. Meanwhile, two new laws are cracking down on recycling fraud. Mark Murray with Californians Against Waste would like to see another change.
To add wine and liquor to the beverage container recycling law.
That's right. Wine and liquor bottles don't have a bottle deposit on them. And as a result, Murray says more than 60% of those bottles don't get recycled. Sure, people toss them in their bins, but many break along the way, which makes them less recyclable. Adding a deposit, says Murray, would give recyclers an incentive to do a better job. And any uncollected deposits would plump up the state fund by as much as $20 million a year.
We can both close a funding shortfall and double the recycling rate by adding these currently exempt containers to the recycling program.
We believe that we're past the age where we need to provide a financial incentive for people to do that.
That's Tim Schmelzer with the Wine Institute, an industry group that represents California winemakers and opposes adding wine bottles to the program. He says the point of the CRV program is to encourage recycling, and wine bottles are being recycled, though he wouldn't say how many.
I don't have a comment on that particular number. Like I said, we believe that wine bottles are being put into recycling at a pretty high rate right now.
Murray and Hennessy say for years, industry lobbyists have blocked their attempts to add wine and liquor bottles to the program. This winter, they'll be back in Sacramento trying again. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.